He is here, Lance O'Brien. This is the Inside Connection, MediConnect. And we were just talking about my journey, and this will probably be the year that I will be a part of that enrollment period. And we were kind of getting everything in order and what we need to do. And let me just tell you, one of the best things that has ever happened to me in my incredible life is knowing the folks at MediConnect. So know this, even though it's weeks away, you're going to be 65. You are 65. You want to revisit. You need to give them a call ASAP and book that appointment, because remember, all of their services when they deal with you are absolutely free. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. And we always have live advisors standing by from now until noon every Saturday. So on that note, here he is, this week's host on the Inside Connection, Mr. Lance O'Brien. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. It's always good to see you hobbling into the studio.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
Listen, you're going to get that thing taken care of with the Allegheny Health Network, Dr. Flanagan. They're going to straighten you up. I've had my knee scoped a couple of times, Dr. Mayo, and man, talk about feeling a whole lot better after it's done.
Yeah, MRI this week. So looking forward to getting this figured out so I can go back to, you know, being active and everything. So how have you been?
I'm really, really good. You know, just looking forward to some college football later today. My Pitt Panthers, West Virginia, Penn State. So it's life is good.
Life is good. You got any other plans for the holiday weekend?
I'm going to be pretty much working, but that's okay. I don't mind.
Sports, right?
Yeah, lots of sports. You know, you got the Pirates playing at Cleveland, and the Steelers a week away, so life is good, man.
Yeah, I mean, opening day, I feel like our opening day isn't far away either. 30 days till we can start talking about benefits, 45 days until enrollments can start. And like you said, I mean, now's the time. We're already having people call, schedule appointments. We've kind of been trying to build up as much as we can, and I'm going to build on it even more today about the changes that are coming. You know, we can't give specifics, can't talk carriers, none of that stuff, you know, to stay compliant with what Medicare requires. But we haven't been saying things are going to change just to kind of have something new to talk about. There are changes are coming,
yeah,
right?
And big changes. And here's the thing, and I really believe this, in all the years that we've been doing this show, I think this enrollment period is going to be the busiest for MediConnect, because it's going to be a different playing field. There's going to be a lot of very intense questions that people are going to need answers for. You don't want to navigate this stuff on your own. So I think that I would definitely call them and get that free appointment and get set up and get on the books and get in there and get started as soon as possible.
Yeah, I mean, this is the biggest shift in the market really in the last 8 years, right? I would say the biggest thing that was experienced was the consent decree. You know, back 6-7 years ago, that was big, but it wasn't Medicare. It was a regional thing. This is big Medicare changes. Next week, Sean's going to be here. Actually, I'm going to be here next week. I just miss you so much, right? But ANOC, we're going to talk about that annual notice of changes, and we're just going to build throughout the month of what people need to look for and how they can prepare themselves to really get the right information to make the right decisions.
You said it perfectly. It was a regional thing. It was, you know, benefits for everyone. And that's when we really kind of started this show. But this really focuses on us, my group, the people that really are counting on making the right decisions, because this is what you've worked your whole life for.
People have been on Medicare, you know, for 10 years. Things are changing for them. People that are new to Medicare, like this is wholesale changes. Mostly around the prescription drugs and how that's affected. And some of it's good, some of it's bad, right? You know, so I'm going to dig into that in great detail today. We're going to get the seminars out there for anybody that's new to Medicare. But definitely, if you're listening today, we appreciate it. You do want to tune in. Going to walk deeper into the Inflation Reduction Act and exactly what this is going to start to mean. Getting as specific as I can at this point in time.
All right, let's get started with a little fun, and then we'll get rolling and get into some of the meat and potatoes this week's edition of the Inside Connection, MediConnect, with your host. He is Lance O'Brien. Remember, MediConnectInsurance.com and 888-818-6334. We're going to run the seminars for you in a little bit as well, too. But just know this. You call today, set up an appointment, never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334. So Where would you like to begin? Maybe a day in history?
Yeah, let's do day in history. We'll go all the way back to 1897. Thomas Edison, he invented a couple things in his lifetime. I mean, he was an underachiever on a great level. Right now, I'm kidding. He patented the kinetoscope, which was the first device that produced moving pictures. So,
yep. And, you know, the amazing thing about him, I found out years later, you know, he was completely deaf on the left side of his body because trying to hop a freight train one time as a kid, one of the Gandhi dancers, conductors, somebody working on that train, basically threw him off the train by holding on to his ear.
It's amazing what people have accomplished despite their limitations, right? You know,
well,
makes me
career.
Feel like I need to buck up a little bit.
I was going to say, look at my career. I'm definitely a work in progress. But Thomas Edison, absolutely amazing. And then he started that little thing called, you know, the electric light that would eventually meet a guy from Pittsburgh, J.P. Morgan, and that turned into General Electric.
Yeah, speaking of J.P. Morgan, I just watched a new documentary series on Netflix about Wyatt Earp and the Cowboys.
Is he in there?
J.P. Morgan was a part of the conversation. It was very, very interesting. Learned a lot.
You know, I just saw that, and I was going to, like, watch it, and I thought, oh, I don't know if, you know, cowboy, western. I just watched Horizon. Took me a while to watch it. And I got to tell you, it's on Max right now. I don't know how this thing wasn't a box office smash.
I don't know either. I loved it. I saw it at the theater. I thought it was really good.
Oh, I mean, Kevin Costner, I mean, he is the last great movie actor when it comes to riding tall in the saddle. He's this generation's Clint Eastwood, John Wayne. If you really like that genre, and even if you don't, you should try and maybe get some of the grandkids and kids that are old enough to comprehend, because anytime they complain about life and it's too hard, watch that movie.
Absolutely, absolutely. 1946, this day in history, Foghorn Leghorn.
Well, I say, son.
You did it for me. I appreciate it. Great cartoons.
Saying.
We talked it back on August 3rd. It was Bugs Bunny's premiere, so Foghorn Leghorn. 1959, Sandy Koufax breaks Dizzy Dean's NL mark of 18 strikeouts in a game.
That was my dad's, Dizzy and Daffy Dean, my dad's favorite two pitchers growing up in a little place called St. Joseph, Missouri. So I know Dizzy Dean well, and Sandy Koufax, one of the greatest left-handers of all time.
We're going to talk about my favorite player ever in just a couple minutes as well. So Michael Jackson's Bad video premieres this day, 1987, directed by Martin Scorsese. How about having the clout to get him to produce your music video?
I never knew that.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, man. Really awesome stuff.
And then sad news. This day, 1997, August 31st, Diana, the Prince of Wales, dies in a car crash in the road tunnel in Paris. Still remember that day. It was a Sunday afternoon. So, you know, a lot of thoughts there. Just finished watching The Crown earlier this year, which I thought was really, really well done. And then back to some happier news. On this date, 1997, Don Mattingly's number 23 is retired by the New York Yankees. And as an upstate New York boy,
love him.
I loved Don Mattingly growing up. I still remember when he hit home runs in 8 consecutive games.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah. I loved him. Great first baseman, great captain for the Yankees, integral part of some of their championship teams.
You know, everybody thinks of, you know, the Yankees as like Alex Rodriguez and Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Yogi Berra, and I mean, Mickey Mantle, I get it. But there's been a few players, Mickey Rivers, I've always loved Mickey Rivers, Bobby Mercer, another guy that many people may not remember. He was one of my all-time favorites. But this guy right here, Mattingly, one of the purest hitters that Major League Baseball. Is he in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I should know if my favorite player is in the Hall of Fame or not.
I don't think he is. I think it's a borderline type of thing.
Yeah.
But and he really was with the Yankees in some good years, but the reason the people went and saw the Yankees when they weren't so good is because of Don Mattingly.
Yeah, and Bernie Williams, Paul O'Neill. They had some great players, obviously, Mariano Rivera. So, you know, love them.
Thurman Munson.
Yeah. Willie Randolph, Bucky Dent. Let's go. Reggie Jackson, Dave Winfield. I could do the whole show on this, but I know I have to talk Medicare
today. That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. All right. So what else? Trivia question coming up. We'll get to that right now.
Yeah, so there are two pitchers. We talked about Sandy Koufax breaking the record of 18 strikeouts. There are two pitchers who have struck out 20 batters in a single 9-inning game. Tell us the pitcher who did it twice. Only two people have done it.
Right.
But one person did it twice.
If you think you know, 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020, you'll get a $15 Get-Go gas card if you guess this correctly. I can tell you a pitcher who will probably do it in my lifetime. I think Paul Skeens will do it.
Yeah, I think once he really continues to acclimate and everything, yeah.
And knows that there's some guys that actually can make contact on his team with the baseball while he's pitching.
Little run support.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Anyway, if you think you know it, 412-922-1020. Short break. We'll come back. We'll run the seminars and get into this week's assignment on the Inside Connection. It's MediConnect. Lance O'Brien, Rob Pratt, your Pratt Pack today on KDKA. All right, so we've got a winner of the trivia question. First, the winning answer and question, and then the person getting the $15 Get-Go gas card. Go ahead.
There are two pitchers who struck out 20 batters in a single 9-inning game. One was Kerry Wood, right? Which I wouldn't have known that one, but once I read it, I was like, oh, yeah, it makes sense. Had a devastating fastball and a curveball. But the one individual who did it twice, Roger Clemens.
Yeah, and Dr. Wong basically got it correct, and he said, being a Red Sox fan, I should know that because Roger did a lot of incredible things while a member of the Boston Red Sox. It's a shame he's not in the Hall of Fame, but what a talent. I always love watching him pitch.
Yes, for sure.
Can you imagine facing him or a Nolan Ryan or a Bob Gibson or even, you know, the great Steve Blass back in his heyday to stand in there?
Yeah.
The one guy that never, ever bailed out was Pete Rose.
Yeah, another guy.
What a player. He'll never be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so shout out to our winner today.
Rena.
Rena in Oakmont.
There you go.
Rena in Oakmont. Thanks for listening. We'll get your gift card out. And, lots of baseball history.
You're working me today. I get it. All right, so let's get going. But before we do and begin with part D, let's talk about the seminar. So important, but especially now.
Yeah, so if you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months, so that could be your birthday is sometime between now and September of 2025, or you're going to get ready to retire, you're past the age of 65, you want to come to one of these workshops. We go over a lot of the important details. We'll talk about enrollment periods, how to avoid penalties, what is Part A and B, what do they cost, what do they cover, what are my private insurance options, what do people like about a supplement, what do they like about an Advantage plan. We dive into Part D and we answer all your questions. So if you're new to Medicare, you don't want to miss this. September 10th at 6 o'clock, we're going to be at UPMC Village at Eastside on Penn Avenue in Pittsburgh. On the 18th of September, we're going to be at the Northern Tier Library on Dickey Road in Gibsonia. Also on the 18th, we're going to be at the UPMC Connect Center on Golden Mile Highway in Monroeville. On the 24th, we're going to be at AHN McCandless on Duncan Avenue in Pittsburgh. And then on the 1st of October, right close to here, Holiday Inn Express, 875 Green Tree Road, Pittsburgh.
All right, so again, 888-818-6334 to get your reservation. It is a free event. All of these seminars are free, but you got to register, or you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. All right, Part D.
Yeah, so we've been building up to this really, Rob, for 2 years, right? On the tail end of everything that was happening with COVID, there was the Inflation Reduction Act that came out. There was some immediate impact that was felt from the Inflation Reduction Act. One of those was that life-sustaining insulins were going to be capped at $35. And I don't think that part's talked about enough because there's a lot of people out there that, yes, they're type 1 diabetics. They take Humalog, Novolog, Lantus, things of that nature. But there's a lot of type 2 that take Trulicity, Ozempic, other types. The $35 cap, Rob, was on life-sustaining insulins for those that were type 1 diabetics. So we saw that come into the market back then. It's been big for a lot of people because, understand, prior to that rule coming in about if someone's taking two of those medications, which is generally standard for a diabetic, they're taking one long acting and one short acting, right? So they're paying for two of those a month. Generally, by the time they would get into April or May, instead of paying $40 a month for those, they're paying $120 a month. So that was a big, big change. That was a benefit. So we saw that one already. Then we kept talking about this cap that was coming with Medicare in 2025. So we're going to talk about that a lot in the next segment, but there's a cap now on what you can pay out of your own pocket for Part D medications. And one of the things that had to happen for that to take place was the elimination of the donut hole. We've talked about the donut hole a lot on this show. So these things are actually taking place. There became an expansion for low income subsidy, or LIS. Now, we don't talk about this a lot on the show, but depending on income level, you can actually apply for and get approved to receive low income subsidy. And that does two things for you. One, it can lower the premium, the monthly premium of your drug plan or your Medicare Advantage plan. And it can also lower the copays that you have on your prescriptions. So what happened as a part of this is they've raised the level to qualify for that. So they're opening it up to people that it was never going to be available to before. So that's a really big thing that we're seeing instituted. So now you can be at 150% of the federal poverty level starting this year in 2024 and qualify for that. So, and then another big part of it was the negotiation of prescription drugs, right? So with Part A and B, they have Medicare-approved prices. So for inpatient and outpatient services, there are Medicare-approved prices. So the doctor may charge a certain amount, right? But Medicare says, no, this is what you're allowed to charge. And then the insurance company brings their copay in over that. Well, you were never able to do that with prescription drugs, Rob. So what does that mean? It means the drug companies could basically essentially charge whatever price they wanted to for it, right? So now they're actually being required to negotiate prices, and it starts with 10 drugs in 2025 and 10 more each year, where ultimately we'll get 100 drugs that have been negotiated. This is going to have a massive impact on expensive prescriptions.
All right, listen, we have just gotten started today. Again, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And for a list of those seminars, and if you want to book your reservation, they are free. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the Seminars tab. You can also reserve your space at the upcoming seminars by calling our live advisors, which are always there every Saturday from the start of the show until noon. Again, that number is 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Coming up in a couple of minutes, David Balerato back with the news, bottom of the hour. Next hour, the guys from True Value, 11 o'clock, Marita Williams, product development from AAA East Central. Big travel weekend. We'll talk to her about all of that, things you need to know, and we'll give you that incredible opportunity to get away with AAA. No one does it better. Zachariah Brown, Law for the Elderly, and Beth Andrews, Net Worth Financial Advisors. So much more to come today with your Pratt Pack on KDKA. Good morning. Back to this week's edition of the Inside Connection, MediConnect. But before we do anything, let's run those seminars. And again, I'm just going to tell you up front, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the Seminars tab or call 888-818-6334. These are free seminars, but you have to reserve your space. And as we head towards the enrollment period, they're going to get busy. So please, if you want, call today. Live advisor standing by until noon, and you can also do it via MediConnectInsurance.com, clicking on the Seminars tab. Lance.
Yeah, seminars last an hour. You're going to get a great overview of the major aspects of Medicare, and then we're going to jump into a one-on-one appointment at the time that fits your schedule and really get you set up with budget, timeline, all of those things. So September 10th, we're going to be at the UPMC Village at Eastside on Penn Avenue in Pittsburgh. September 18th, Northern Tier Library on Dickey Road in Gibsonia. Also on the 18th, we're going to be at the UPMC Connect Center on Golden Mile Highway in Monroeville. The 24th, AHN McCandless on Duncan Avenue in Pittsburgh. And then on the 1st of October, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express on Green Tree Road in Pittsburgh. So you want to get to one of those seminars. If one of them is not near you, you can go to the website, MediConnectInsurance.com. Full listing. We're all over the four quadrants of the city. Get that education. If you can't make a seminar and you want to get the education, you can call and schedule an appointment, and we'll get you the same information you get in the seminar in a one-on-one setting.
All right, let's get to it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so last segment we kind of set the stage of the why are these changes happening? Why have we been talking and kind of prefacing this all year? It was because of the Inflation Reduction Act. That legislation that was signed into law back in 2021 is really the catalyst for these changes. So here's three things, and this is all really important. If you're listening, you're on Medicare, you're listening, your parents are on Medicare. Three things you need to know about this upcoming enrollment period. Number one, the elimination of the donut hole. And this is the black hole. So previous to 2025, there was four stages to drug coverage when it comes to Medicare. The first stage was deductible stage, which that's what you pay before the insurance company pays anything. The second stage is the initial coverage phase. I call that the copay phase. So depending on what tier my drugs were, I pay the copay, whether it's $0 or $5 or $40. I just pay a flat fee generally for those prescriptions. The third stage was the coverage gap or the donut hole. That's a percentage phase, 25%, right? So large increase in the cost of people's prescriptions during this time. And then the catastrophic phase, which is basically what I would joke as the uncle phase. I've paid a ton of money out of my pocket. Now they're finally letting me pay a very low cost. Well, one of the things that happened this year is that they eliminated any copay in catastrophic. So once you reach the catastrophic phase, there's no more liability. But the elimination of the donut hole is huge. Okay, really, really big information. And what they did is then the second thing you need to know is they put a cap on the max you could pay out of your own pocket. So, Rob, if somebody had really expensive drugs, they could get to the place where they're spending $3,500 somewhere in that neighborhood out of pocket just for prescriptions in a calendar year. Starting in 2025, $2,000 is the most an individual can pay. So almost half as much as what they would pay prior years. That's a big difference for people living on fixed incomes. Huge. Okay. Now, just to give you some idea of what this means, by April 1st of 2024, so within the first 3 months of this year, 1.7 million Medicare eligibles had already hit that $2,000 level, but they still had more to go. So this is a huge change for people with expensive prescriptions. They're really going to see relief in buying their Xarelto's, their Eliquis's, their Trulicity's, those tier three brand name medications.
Do you ever just sit in your office and think, how are people making it today?
Well, I tell you, when we sit down and we meet with people, one of the biggest areas we save them money on is their prescriptions.
That alone is worth setting up an appointment with MediConnect. Right now, even if you haven't even been thinking about this and you're on Medicare and you just tuned in, if you anything else that's making you even consider, talking to somebody at MediConnect, this alone, prescription prices, what we're talking about right now, should drive you to the phone to set up an appointment.
Think about it this way, Rob. I mean, when I'm working, my company picks my coverage. I just pick the plan that I think works best for me, right?
Right.
I don't have the option to really say, well, I could get better drug coverage over here. Well, what people do is, I always had United Healthcare, I always had Highmark, I always had UPMC, I always had Aetna, I always had whatever the company is, and they just will go there, and they don't realize that that might not be the best company to cover their prescriptions. So when they sit down and meet with us and they finally review it, which they should be doing before they turn 65, they really should. I mean, the services we offer at no cost, they shouldn't be doing it on their own and they shouldn't be calling their carrier directly, right?
Nope.
But when we sit down with them, they do realize, heck, I thought that what I was paying wasn't bad, but sometimes we're in the hundreds of dollars a month, right? that they're saving. Sometimes it might be $500 for the whole year, but that still matters. So this year, big, capped. Now, something else they're doing with this, Rob, as well, is they're instituting a payment plan. So before, if you had to go to the drugstore and you just got into the donut hole and you had two insulins, this is a real life example, and they went from the $40 copay to $130 a piece, so now you got to pay $260. Guess what? If you want those two medications, you got to pay $260. If you don't pay $260, you're not walking out of there with them. Now, going into 2025, you can set up a payment plan. It's not going to lower the cost of your prescriptions, but it's going to be able to allow you to spread the pain a little bit, if you will. So if you're listening this morning and you're like, well, would this be something that's good for me? If you're out there and you're taking like Xarelto, Eliquis, again, brand name tier 3 medications, the prescription plan payment plan might be really good for that person.
It's like budgeting your gas bill, same thing.
It's budgeting your gas bill so that you're not getting killed at one point in time during the year, but you can actually plan better.
Makes all the sense in the world. That's why you need to set up that appointment. You can do it right now. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Before we go any further, congratulations on a recent award for MediConnect. I was very impressed when I saw this post. Tell the audience.
Yeah, so earlier this year, we made known that we were one of the fastest 50 growing companies in the Pittsburgh region over the last 2 years. And this past Thursday night down at the Rivers Casino, we went and we were 28th fastest company over the last 24-month period in the whole region of Pittsburgh.
Very impressive.
Yeah, so, I mean, big thanks to all of our listeners, to you, for this platform that we've been given to, you know, I think we've stayed really true to what we set out to do, which is we're not trying to sell people Medicare insurance. We're trying to educate people on how Medicare works. And it's amazing if you actually care about people understanding it, they tell their friends, hey, they didn't push us. They didn't try to steer us. They just wanted to make sure we understood how it works so that we could make a good decision. And I think that is backed up by just going and taking 5 minutes to read our Google reviews, which were almost to 800 of them now. It's just consistently over and over. They really took their time. They listened to what was important to me. They answered my questions. They met with me more than one time, right? So I appreciate the shout out. We appreciate our listeners. We were talking during the last break, you know, when we started on this show, in a calendar year, 5 or 6 years ago, we would help about 1,500 people. And the whole calendar year, this enrollment period will help many more than that. And over the course of the year, we're to the place where we're helping 3 to 4 times that amount of people.
And one thing I know about this region, there's an aging baby boomer population, so you will be needed for many open enrollment periods to come.
Yeah, I know people are like, well, they have to tell people to call them and all that. This is the year. I'm telling you, the changes this year, especially around the prescriptions, you need to review your coverage this year.
All right, run those seminars again, please.
Yeah, so September 10th at 6 o'clock, UPMC Village at Eastside on Penn Avenue. And all these seminars are at 6 o'clock except for the AHM McCandless one. That's at 4:30 and 6. So again, September 10th, UPMC Village at Eastside, Penn Avenue. The 18th at Northern Tier Library on Dickey Road in Gibsonia. The 18th, also we're going to be at the UPMC Connect Center on Golden Mile Highway, the 24th, HN McCandless, Duncan Avenue. And on the 1st, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn on Green Tree Road here.
And don't forget, 888-818-6334. You can call now. They're there till noon to reserve your space. These are free seminars, but you got to reserve your space. 888-818-6334. Or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. We'll answer Deb's question on the other side of the break about prescription drugs. So stay with us. Inside Connection, MediConnect. Lance, you see that squirrel running up that tree?
He was running up the tree right behind you, buddy.
That's the story of my life. I'm always going up a tree.
All right. Better than up a creek.
There you go. Why don't you put your headphones on there, Mr. Lance O'Brien, MediConnect, the Inside Connection, and let's say hi to Deborah. Deborah, you're on KDK. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Deborah.
I currently have Medicare Part A and B, and I have retained my federal employee insurance as my secondary or supplement. Are they going to force me to change my prescription plan?
No, they won't charge or force you to, but you're going to see changes to your prescription plan. So, like, the changes with Medicare are not just affecting the private insurance companies. It affects everybody who has Medicare, whether they're in a federal plan, state plan, or whatever. So they're not going to force you to change the plan, but you are going to see changes to your plan as well.
Because right now I qualify for, the company pays my copay on my very expensive insurance. And I know that they're not allowed to do that for federally funded, like, Medicare prescription plans. So right. I would all of a sudden have to pay, like, almost $1,000 extra per year just because they would change me. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of different federal plans, too. Like, everyone who worked for the federal government, they don't have the same plan.
Right. Have many options.
Yeah, they have many options. So there'll be impact on some level for you. So you're going to want to look out for the new information they send out probably in the next month. But no, they're not going to force you to, like, go to private insurance or anything like that. But you will see changes.
Okay. That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah, no, you should be good. Again, there'll be changes, but you're not going to be forced off the plan.
Well, I mean, this year they tried to make us go to a different prescription plan, which, if anybody that takes a lot of expensive medications, it was terrible.
Yeah, which they could be changing their prescription plans as well. I mean, here's what I will say. If you get something in the mail and it looks like it's not favorable for you, you definitely want to reach out and we can help you review that coverage because we're very familiar with those plans as well. So we can at least help you look at what your options would be.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's why we do this show.
Yeah,
Take questions like that. Okay, let's get back to this week's edition of the Inside Connection MediConnect. And one more segment, lots of stuff to get to. So here again, your host, Lance O'Brien. Lance.
Yeah, so we talked in the second segment, just kind of broke down the Inflation Reduction Act from 2021, what that meant. And then last segment, we talked about three things that you need to know. Now in this last segment, I'm just going to give you some things that you really need to look at, right?
Okay.
So there's two ways in the private sector, opposite of what we were just talking about with Deborah, where people can get their private insurance. So if they go with Original Medicare, Rob, so maybe they just take the red, white, and blue card or they get a supplement. If you have a standalone prescription drug plan, and you're on Medicare, the first two, here's two things you need to be aware of. First one is there's going to be less options for you to choose from this year. So, Rob, 2 years ago, 3 years ago,
right,
there was 30 prescription plans to choose from, right?
Wow.
So if somebody was looking for a standalone prescription drug plan, they would have 30, 35 choices. This year, it whittled down to 20. Next year, it's going to be even less than that, and it's going to be a supply and demand thing. And the truth of the matter is, with these changes, the standalone prescription drug companies are going to struggle, right? So a lot of companies are maybe going from three plans down to one plan. They're crosswalking, which is a term that most people aren't knowledgeable about. But say you're with a company and you have a prescription drug plan and they have three options available and they're eliminating two of those. If you're not in the plan that they're still keeping, they're going to crosswalk you. They're going to automatically enroll you into that new plan, regardless of what the premium is and what the drug coverage is. So you want to make sure that you're actually reviewing that. So because the plan that you're being crosswalked in might not be the best plan for you. So the other thing is, again, back to supply and demand. If you have a standalone drug plan, you're going to have less options and you're going to have higher premiums.
And the thing about MediConnect, they will tell you, I don't think that's the right plan for you.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we just need somebody to say, hey, look, that's not the right plan for you. So they're going to give you their advice, and they deal with this stuff every day throughout the year. Even when it's not an enrollment period, this is their expertise. They are your advocate.
Yeah, licensed and certified with all major carriers. We have to take tests every year to present their plans. We know what's happening in the marketplace. So again, if you are on a standalone prescription drug plan and you're listening today, There's going to be fewer options. Your plan that you're on right now may be getting eliminated, and you might be crosswalked to another plan within the same company, and you're going to see higher premiums across the board. Obviously, we can't say what plans are being eliminated and what those premiums are yet. That'll be in a few weeks. Now, if you're listening and you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, so you get your prescriptions through your Advantage plan, first thing you need to know is historically here in Western Pennsylvania, we haven't had to pay the deductible part of the prescription format. And I talked about that last segment, that the deductible is the first part. Historically, on Advantage plans, people have not had to pay the deductible. There's going to be deductibles next year on Advantage plans. So there's going to be upfront money like that. Then there's going to be coinsurance on the plans. So it's not just going to be flat copays for tiers 1, 2, and 3. We're going to see some coinsurances out there. And there's good and bad to that, right? So I'll give you a perfect example, Rob. So Synthroid, my thyroid doesn't work the way that it's supposed to, right? So I take levothyroxine, which is the generic, but some people can't take the generic, right? So they're taking Synthroid, right? Synthroid is usually around $40 a month on a Medicare Advantage plan, all of them, right? Well, there was no relief from that. Well, now there could be some relief of it, because if you pay the percentage might be less. So this is going to work in some people's favor, but in others, there's going to be a higher cost because that percentage is going to hit them harder. So again, previously a tier 3 was somewhere around $40. Some people going into the next year, they could be paying 50, 60, 70, 120 for their tier 3 meds.
That's a lot of money when you're on a fixed income. That's a chunk of money.
Yeah. So again, start standalone Part D, less options to choose from, higher premiums. Medicare Advantage plan, there's going to be deductibles and there's going to be coinsurance within your tiers, not just copay structures.
It also makes us realize that there are alternatives out there. A lot of people sometimes feel as though the die has been cast. This is what they have to deal with. Just explain, even though we can't talk about anything yet, there is an option for everyone, for every circumstance. That's what you do. Tailor make the right plan for the person, what works for them. They just have to reach out and make an appointment.
Yeah, I think sometimes when people are listening, they make the assumption when we say we're going to review their plan and maybe get them something different, that we're going to change them from one carrier to another. Sometimes they might be with the right company. They're just not necessarily in the right plan.
Need it tweaked.
In that company. So they could stay with their Highmark or their UPMC or their Aetna. Like I could name all the names. I'm just not going to for time. They could stay with that company, but there might be a better option within that company. But sometimes they do need to change.
All right. So here's what we need to do is run the seminars. We have about a minute left. But again, we have those advisors every week until noon. So just because we're going off the air, that doesn't mean that we are done. All right. They're there till noon. I'm here till 1, then I'm done. But they're working till noon. That number, very simple, 888-818-6334. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to get incredibly busy, so they do want to schedule those appointments. They can start doing it now. But again, the seminar, September 10th, UPMC Village at Eastside on Penn Ave. On the 18th, Northern Tier Library, Dickey Road in Gibsonia. September 18th as well, UPMC Connect Center, Golden Mile Highway in Monroeville. The 24th, AHN McCandless. That seminar is also 4:30 and 6 on Duncan Avenue. And then October 1st, the Holiday Inn Express, Green Tree Road. Full listing of seminars, though, on the website.
So are you anticipating the Steelers season?
I'm excited for the Steelers season. I mean, the offense hasn't looked great so far. Maybe they'll gel a little bit. We needed another wide receiver, I think, and we didn't seem to land on one. So it'll be interesting.
Well, if you get that knee scope, maybe we can get you in the lineup.
Well, that would be bad for the Steelers. They'd probably go 0-17.
All right. Don't wish that on me, please. All right. Thank you very much, Lance. We'll see you next week. Stay tuned for the news, and then we're going to do some helpful hardware work as well as meet Andy and maybe Ed from the True Value Home Improvement Show. Minutes away on KDK. Stay with us.